Hello one and all, big hello again from Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 2, 18-11-21. Last time, we talked about a new marker for cancer. Remember? What was it? Yes, NGAL. Today I bring you another research report on cancer from Dialab Tsukuba, Japan team. They discovered this protein called CARF, C-A-R-F, collaborator of ARF, more than a decade ago, and been slowly finding its functions. They first found it as something that would make the cells stop dividing in response to stress or even normal aging process, and does so by acting in collaboration with several other proteins of similar kind. Name a few: P53, ARF, P21, P16, and HDM2. This class of protein is called tumor suppressor proteins, as they all block tumor growth. Fair enough. Then, Dialab team discovered that super high levels of CARF make the cells divide more and more. Oh dear, that's cancer. And they found that indeed the clinical tumor samples from cancer patients, particularly prostate and breast, have high levels of CARF protein. And you know what? They knock it down in cancer cells and were able to put them to sleep forever. That's nice, isn't it? Well, researchers' curiosity has been to find out how CARF functions and how it would turn from being a tumor suppressor to a tumor promoter. This time, they discovered that super high level of CARF in cancer cells promote their migration by reprogramming them from a kind of attached cell to a kind of moving cell. This process is called EMT, stands for epithelial mesenchymal transition. They also show that if they take away CARF from cancer cells, the cells stop growing, migrating, and experienced reversal of EMT. The detailed study is published this year in a journal called Oncogenesis, Volume 7, 2018. Please take a look. Stay connected to know more on how CARF plays in stress, aging, and cancers, and if we can control it at all. Bye for now. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.